Welcome. I'm Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. John 4:24 tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Every year my family and I kick off our Christmas holiday, and I'm sorry to bring up Christmas so early, but we do it by attending a beautiful concert held in Hendricks Chapel. The architecture of the building is beautiful, but every year there's something powerful that strikes me. High above both floors, just below the beautifully detailed dome and surrounding the entire circumference of the main room, are two scripture verses. These two verses were so important to the Methodists that founded the chapel and Syracuse University that they carved them for posterity in huge letters, permanently ensconced into the structure of the building. You cannot avoid them. The first scripture is, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I always love this use of the word "make" in this passage. It implies that there is a maker. That is the truth, and he is in the process of fashioning us in true freedom. And this is wonderful, but my focus for our short time is in the second verse built into this beautiful chapel. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is our starting point, the essence of worship. Jesus says just before this passage that God is seeking true worshipers. John 4:23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." And then Jesus explains further by sharing the secret that God himself is a spirit, and if we are to be found of him, we must worship him. And when we do worship him, we must do it in spirit, and we must simultaneously do it in truth. Let's unpack this a section at a time. According to Jesus, the Son, Father God is searching and seeking the earth for true worshipers. Remember, Jesus told us in another place that we didn't find him, he found us. If he found us, part of that finding is related to the seeking of the Father for true worshipers. I want to be found of the Father, and Jesus helps us by telling us how we may be found. We may be found, Jesus says, by being true worshipers. He goes on to tell us what that means, that we must, no room for maybes here, we must worship in spirit. That is clue number one. Our human spirit, dead to God before we are born of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit enlivens our human spirit and dwells within us. When we direct our adoration from our innermost being, our regenerated spirits, we can commune with the Father and the Son through the help and agency of the Holy Spirit. Jesus next tells us, as we worship in spirit, our worship must also be in truth. That is to say, as we worship God from deep within and offering up our reasonable sacrifice, which is the fruit of our lips in praise to God, it must also be genuine and aligned with the truths of God's holy word. We can't simply go through the motions. We must be truly engaged. This true worship that is in spirit and in truth is commanded early on in the word of God. Deuteronomy 6:5. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and all thy soul and with all thy might." And so a great truth is revealed. When we love God with our whole being, it must pour out in praise and worship that engages our whole being and allows us to be found of the Father. And this all comes together in fellowship and communion with the living, loving, and adorable triune God. Let us seek to be found with our whole being. I'm Pastor Mike Curlin, and I'm blessed to be your pastor for the day.